Thanks for downloading Scott Harold's podcast. If you use a smart speaker, you can always ask Alexa to enable the SOS radio skill.
You know, saying we trust God when storms come is easy to say, but when the storms actually come and the rain and the wind really kick in, it's a whole different thing. And we're talking with author Michelle Couchat today at SOS Radio. How are you?
I'm good. It's so good to be here with you, Scott.
Michelle, tell us your story. A cancer diagnosis is one of the most terrifying things anyone ever hears. You've had that happen like three different times.
Yeah, absolutely. Three different times over the course of about 9 years. Started back in 2010. So I was a 39-year-old mom who had just sent her kids out the door to school. My husband was getting ready to go to work. It was actually the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. I remember because Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of the year. And that day after my kids went to school, I was planning to go to the grocery store and do the, you know, the big Thanksgiving Day shopping spree, right? Where you buy enough food for 80 people and all of that. So it was that morning. My doctor called as I was walking out the door. The week before, I had gone in because I had just a small ulcer on the side of my tongue. And we couldn't figure out what it was. And, you know, that happens all the time. Gosh, he must have told me a dozen times, you have nothing to worry about. It's fine. But he had done a biopsy on a whim just to rule that out. And that Tuesday when he called me, his first words were, I'm sorry, Michelle, it's not good. Mm-hmm. And I found out that day that I had squamous cell carcinoma of the tongue, cancer of the tongue. I didn't even know that existed. So something that was so outside the realm of even my conception. And is typically the kind of cancer that long-term smokers, like, you know, 75-year-old men who have been smoking and drinking their whole entire life get. And here I was, a 39-year-old woman who was healthy. I was a speaker. I made my living as a communicator, a writer. And here I was with cancer of the tongue 2 days before Thanksgiving.
What do you do to keep hope alive when you hear something like that that just destroys your spirit?
Yeah, exactly. You know, that initial diagnosis, I was terrified, you know, because cancer is something that happens to everybody else. And then all of a sudden, when you realize it's happening to you, I mean, you feel completely turned upside down. It didn't just happen once, but it came back a second time, 3.5 years later. And then it came back a third time at the end of 2014. And that time, the third time it came back, it was more serious and aggressive than both of the other times before.
We're talking about how we hold on to faith when faith itself just seems lost with author Michelle Couchat today at SOS Radio. You know, it's so interesting because people always want to quote Jeremiah 29:11 in the Bible to be an encouragement, but it's so taken out of context when people want to say, you're going to be fine. You're going to have a life where there's no pain. But that was actually a thing where Jeremiah was saying to the Israelites, hey, buckle up, because for the next 70 or so years, you just need to start having families and building homes and putting down roots because you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But God will take care of you. But it's not going to be easy.
I had a woman come up to me at a speaking engagement a few years ago. And after she heard my story, she came up to me and just patted my arm and smiled and said, oh, girl, you have nothing to worry about. God's not going to let you die. You have too much good work left to do. And although her sentiment was kind, and I know it was well-intentioned, I know it doesn't work that way. There are all kinds of people that can do good work that live very short lives because of accidents and tragedy and losses. And the Bible is full of men and women who died before their time. In fact, the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, we call it the Hall of Faith, right? Because it lists all these men and women who demonstrate extraordinary faith throughout their lives. But toward the end of that chapter, the author talks about, in fact, the verse starts with, but there were others. And it lists these people who went through torture and persecution and death and loss. And at the end of the chapter, it says none of them received what had been promised, and yet they were commended for their faith. In other words, it didn't work out all right in the end. You know, they didn't get their healing. They didn't get the delivery that they prayed for. They didn't get their rescue. They died. And yet all of them were commended for their faith. And the author of Hebrews wants us to remember that the presence of our pain, the presence of difficult circumstances, does not equate with the absence of faith or the absence of God.
Woven all through the Bible sits this single theme that God is with us. And we're talking mm-hmm. with Michelle Couchette today at SOS Radio. She's an author, and she's battled cancer a handful of times and beat it. But in Psalm 139, God tells us that he knit us together in our mother's womb, and mm-hmm. there's nothing outside of his control. And we know that God has the power to heal us physically and emotionally, but sometimes he chooses not to, or sometimes mm-hmm. his timing is different than our timing. And especially when you're facing serious illness, you go, I have timing here that we need to benchmark things. I can't wait on this. God just sometimes sounds like he's silent. He may be working, but we don't see it. Michelle, how did you handle that when you were praying for healing and you just weren't hearing anything?
Well, some days I didn't handle it very well. I mean, that's just the honest truth. I think pain and suffering, honestly, horrific. It's awful. And I believe that God gets that. That's what the beauty of the whole Garden of Gethsemane is all about, where Jesus is in the garden. He knows the pain and suffering that's coming. And he's wrestling with his human will to avoid pain and suffering. We have such a will to live. So when we are faced with the prospect of death or pain or suffering, our natural instinctual desire is to avoid it at all costs. So we have these moments where we rail against it. Part of my process of coming to terms with the reality of my pain and suffering is I had to reframe pain. Especially here in American culture, we have at our fingertips at any given moment access to other things that can numb our pain, right? Everything mm-hmm. from Netflix and foods and relationships and everything else. And so we've grown up with this expectation of comfort. We believe that we are entitled to comfort at all times, and we will run as quickly as possible to grab the thing that's going to bring us relief. However, the Bible talks very clearly about the purpose of pain, that when we are allowed to suffer, God has purpose in our pain. And so learning to reframe it and see the purposes of God in the places of our pain was a really big piece for me making peace with the reality of my suffering.
We're getting honest. We're getting real this morning on SWS Radio with author Michelle Couchette. And Michelle, you know more about pain and trauma than almost anybody I know. You're diagnosed and beat cancer 3 different times. And you have an incredible story to show for it. But Michelle, if we're being completely honest, I mean, nearly everybody asks first, is God real? And if he's real, is he good? During your incredible storms, as you were trying to fight through this, you had to have asked, you know, God, where are you if you're so close to the brokenhearted?
Absolutely. I mean, there were thousands of people praying for me. And so wrestling with, can I trust him? Can I trust this God I've always loved? I mean, he doesn't always behave the way I want him to, the way I expect him to. And ultimately, I had to do my own exploration. So I went back to the Bible, started at chapter 1, page 1, Genesis, and read all the way through the end. And I went through it kind of like a private investigator searching for evidence of God's character and evidence of the way God behaves. And from page 1 to the last page, God's presence is where the pain is. That he always, in places where there was suffering and pain, he moved closer still. It doesn't mean he always relieved it. Over and over and over again, the consistent thread through all of Scripture is that God wanted to be with us. And I started to see that although circumstances didn't always change, God himself did not. I had to decide if I was going to put more stock in the emotions of the moment, the pain of the moment, or if I was going to put more trust in the history of God's faithfulness. So was I going to trust how loud my pain was in this moment, or was I going to trust the history of God's faithfulness over thousands of years and his promise that he was going to come again and make right all wrongs? Day after day, I have to make that choice. I have to decide, what am I going to choose to put my trust in? Am I going to choose it into things that can make me terrified? I was doing some studying recently on the whole phrase of the fear of God, you know, that we need to fear God. And I thought for the longest time that was to be terrified of God. But when I started to explore the original text and the original meaning of the words, ultimately what it comes down to is, we will have things to be afraid of. There are definitely circumstances, and cancer is one of them, that is justified in causing us fear. I mean, there's good reason to be terrified of that. However, are we going to fear more our circumstances, or are we going to fear more the God who holds all circumstances in his hands? basically turn power over or turn our authority over to the person that holds all circumstances in his hands. And ultimately, that's where I came to find the greatest peace and the greatest freedom, is knowing that I don't know what the future holds. I have no idea if I will live a long life, but I know the one who is writing the story from beginning to end. I know the one who has all things in his hands. And I have this history of evidence that proves his affection and for me and presence with me. And I am going to choose to bank my hope on that and not my circumstance.
You know, I love that perspective. We're talking with Michelle Couchette today at SWS Radio. She has a new book. It's called Relentless, The Unshakable Presence of a God Who Never Leaves. And that's been your story, Michelle. Thanks for sharing it.
My pleasure, Scott. Thanks so much for having me.
You're clear to go.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion, give it a 5-star rating in your app store.
The way the technology works, your ratings really help spread the word.